Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're learning more about the six-year-old who was shot inside a home in Northeast Philly on Sunday. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, this is the third time in just a few months, authorities say, a child was killed in the city because a gun was not properly secured.
The six-year-old boy was with other kids inside the home on Kendrick Street when police believe one of them picked up the gun and unintentionally shot the boy in the chest. The woman who rushed the child to the hospital didn't call 911, and homicide supervisor for the district attorney's office, Anthony Voci, says she's being uncooperative.
Unfortunately, this case is falling into a similar pattern as the other two.
Involving the cases of four-year-old Kustari Nunez, who was fatally shot in the torso in April because her dad's gun wasn't locked up. And then a month later, a 9-year-old in Germantown shot himself in the face with a weapon belonging to his mother's boyfriend, police say. Voci says most of the adults involved didn't cooperate either.
So in addition to the criminal charges related to the incident itself, they were also charged for their conduct following the incident, which was to lie to police in attempt to cover up what they had done.
In those cases, the adults were charged with involuntary manslaughter. Temple Safety Net offers free gun locks to city residents. For a link, head to our website, kywnewsradio.com. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.